Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Wow, everybody, this is going to be a crazy ride. I have had so many things happening recently that I've just been dying to talk to somebody about this. I've been doing Facebook Lives, and I have to try to contain my excitement and enthusiasm here, but because not everyone understands my backstory on this kind of stuff. So let me kind of slow things down here and dive into what I'm referring to here as the marketing trifecta. So everyone always talks about the offer and how the offer is everything. And yes, I understand the importance of the offer, but just recently, Russell did probably one of the most amazing trainings I've ever heard him give, and unfortunately it was just for our two Comic Club X members, but it was this whole idea between what we refer to really, I'm calling the marketing trifecta, and that's the hook, the story, and the offer. Now understand, if you get all three of these right, it literally is a $10 million plus business. If you just get one of them right, you're still hitting a $7 figure business if you do it right. And so I want to kind of give you some ideas and things as far as how all this works. So what happened the other day was Russell and I and James Friel were working out, and it had been literally about 3 weeks since the three of us had been together just due to Funnel Hacking Live and vacations and due to being sick and everything else. And so we're sitting in Russell's gym, and it's one of those things where all of a sudden the mind ideas just started rolling like crazy. And I don't think we got any true workout done as far as physical workout, but I left there so energized and so excited and so just passionate about what we do as far as helping other small entrepreneurs and business owners realize the impact that they can have literally on changing the world. And it all comes down to this concept as far as the hook, the story, and the offer. Now, if you do not have Russell's book, Expert Secrets, by all means, stop right now. Do not listen to this any further. Go to expertsecrets.com and buy the book. It's like the most important thing you can have as a business owner to get things going, because it'll help you understand the idea behind epiphany bridges and stories and all that kind of stuff, which is going to help this podcast make even that much more sense. So expertsecrets.com, go get the book. If you don't have it, I don't know why. And if you haven't read it, go read it. So with that said, I want to kind of just dive right into this idea here. And realize that when you're looking at a business and a product, so often people try to compete on price. And price is like the worst thing in the world you can ever compete on, because unless you're the very lowest price, it doesn't do you any good to be the second lowest. It just, there's no value there. And anytime you're competing on price, it's just a race to the bottom. Where you can have the exact same product, and if the hook and the story and the offer are correct, you actually can get a ton more money for the exact same product by having a better offer. Now, Stephen Larson, who I just adore, the guy's just become a great friend. He was talking with my son Chandler, so I'm kind of getting the story secondhand. So Stephen is one of our two Comic Club X coaches, and my son Chandler signed up. So proud of Chandler for doing this. My gosh, did it without even telling me about it, and so he's paying for it on his own. But I'm really excited. So I was talking to him last night about this whole idea, because I'm so excited about this hook, offer, story. Hook, story, offer, trifecta. And he said, oh, Dad, it's so weird. I was talking to Steve Larson about this the other day, and he said that what I should be doing is every single time I see a product, I have to think, what is the offer that I could create for that? And the more ideas that you can create as far as coming up with offers, the better I would be in my marketing. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. And then I'm sitting there talking with Russell, and the same thing happened on the hook side. And that is, every time you look at an offer, what is the hook that you can come up with to make that offer that much more compelling? And so Chandler was saying, you know, Dad, I'm going to basically take a look at whatever I see as far as what would be the offer that I could create for that product. So when I'm watching Shark Tank, how would I enhance that offer? How can I make that offer better? And a lot of times, it comes back to the hook. And I guess in a way you could almost kind of refer to the hook as marketing foreplay. It's the idea as far as it's what gets people most interested in the story you're about ready to tell. And so the idea behind this is that if you get the right hook, it can overcome a lot of mistakes in the offer.
So let me give you a couple of different ideas here. Take, for example, in real estate, Robert Allen had probably one of the best hooks out there. And whether you like his coaching program or what he does, doesn't matter. So just realize, as far as his hook was so compelling that he literally had newspapers writing about it. And his hook was, send me to any city, take away my wallet, give me $100 for living expenses, and in 72 hours, I'll buy an excellent piece of real estate using none of my own money. Now, realize that hook is so compelling. Whether he can do it or not, it's like, yeah, I want to find out about this. And that's, again, he hasn't even given you the offer for his coaching program. His hook is just out there so big and bold that people are like, wow, it catches their attention. It's the pretty girl in the bar type of thing where it's like, wow, it does knock down gorgeous woman and you're sitting there, or gorgeous guy, whatever it might be, and that's the hook. It's what gets the person's attention to where they're like, oh my gosh, tell me more. And that's where your story then becomes so compelling. It's also kind of like why, if you take a look in the fitness industry, I see this happen quite a bit. You can have a person who has the greatest product in the world on losing weight. They can have the most amazing way to help a person lose weight. But I can tell you right now that if they've never had to lose weight themselves, and they don't have a hook that's strong enough, it just falls flat. Because it just doesn't connect with people. If you take a look at, I forget Drew's last name, who owns Fit to Fat to Fit. Here's a guy who has fit his entire life and is trying to basically go out and help other people lose weight and get in shape. And what he realized is because he had never gone through the experience of losing weight, he was just like any other person out there. And so he was trying to come up with a way that he could relate better and it could be a more compelling hook. And so what's this guy do? He decides to create Fit to Fat to Fit. Or in other words, and it eventually ends up, he gets on all the late night talk shows, he then gets his own TV show about it because it was such an amazing hook. And that is, here you have this guy who is just rock hard, chiseled body, this Adonis type of figure, who realizes that, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get fat, which is just totally the opposite. And so realize sometimes with a hook, doing the opposite is what can create a solid hook. So he goes from being in amazing shape to where he gets fat, super fat, and then goes through and documents, which is one of the keys to a great hook, is the story, is documenting things as you're going through it. So he documents this journey of becoming fat, and then he documents the journey of losing the weight. So now he has this compelling story of being fit, of getting fat, and then being fit again, to where the hook is so strong that the story is fascinating, where people want to hear more about the story, and then the offer, whether his offer is good or not, doesn't even matter as much because people have been sucked in so much by the hook and the story that they now are much more willing to listen to the offer. The same thing happens with Russell and a lot of the things that he's done. Here again, you've got a guy. Russell is amazing at creating hooks. He, by far, the best guy in the world I know as far as offers go, and also as far as hooks. And if you take a look at a lot of his hooks, classic example right now is a brand new podcast he's just come out with, which is called the Book of Mormon Challenge. And again, this isn't a religious aspect here, but the story here is so critical for you to understand. I want to make sure you get it. And if you haven't listened to his podcast, by all means, no matter what your religious affiliations are, go and listen to BookofMormonChallenge.com or Book of Mormon Challenge podcast, and it'll take you to BookofMormonChallenge.com. The idea behind it is, here's a guy who, as most of you already know, is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Mormon, and his whole idea is this book of, so Mormons, the nickname Mormon comes from the Book of Mormon, which is a companion to the Bible, and they go hand in hand, and yet his whole idea here is there's value in this book, and he's got a ton of them around his house, and he's sitting there going, gosh, you know, how in the world can I get more excited about reading this book that I know I should be reading? And so what's he decide to do? He decides to go out and spend a small fortune to buy one of the original copies of a very limited run of only 5,000 copies that was published over 180 years ago. So now he spends a small fortune, he gets this book, and now because he has it, he now decides he's going to create a podcast to then tell people about his journey of going through and reading this precious volume of scripture that he ended up spending a small fortune to get one of the original copies of. So that's the hook that basically leads into every single one of his podcasts. So I'd highly recommend, if nothing else, at least listen to the intro to the Book of Mormon Challenge, because he basically tells you his hook in his intro. The reason that hooks are so important is because hooks allow you the opportunity of actually increasing value, even though you can have the exact same price. So you can have the same price, or you don't even have to compete on price because of the added value that's there. So realize that when you're looking at hooks, there's a ton of different ways of creating hooks. Some of the more common ones I've seen recently, one is a crazy story or a claim. Like, take for example, Robert Allen's, or Drew's Fit to Fat to Fit, or Russell's claim, or his experience basically of spending a small fortune to buy one of the original 5,000 copies of the Book of Mormon. The other thing is taking a person through the journey and helping them understand kind of what you're going through. So if you're familiar with Jay Peter, Jay Peterman catalog, Seinfeld did an amazing episode. In fact, Elaine used to work for Jay Peterman, even though it's kind of this mythical type of story out there. She worked for Jay Peterman in this whole catalog division. And if you haven't seen any of the original Jay Peterman catalogs, you need to go to eBay and buy some of the catalogs. They are fascinating, primarily because they're selling its clothing that's being sold by story. And it's just an amazing experience to read through some of the copy on these stories. So realize that Jay Peterman was it's an actual company. I think it started in the 80s, 70s or 80s. And they basically ended up going bankrupt. And one of the things that saved them was these crazy catalogs. So I want to talk to you, and I'm going to read some of these stories here inside of a catalog. Now, realize an umbrella, you could pick up an umbrella for, I don't know what, probably 7, 10, 20 bucks, 30 bucks. He's selling an umbrella here for $119. So you open up the catalog, and what you see here is an English umbrella. Now, understand, this looks like any other umbrella you would ever see. It's black. It has a hook on the bottom, but let me read the story and see if it now increases the value to you. So, English umbrella. In the past, we sold the Queen's umbrella with the royal warrant. All due respect, it may not be quite worth the $460 price tag. So, we found one in the Midlands, albeit made in Germany, in the same style. Perfectly made. Not overly expensive. The shape, open, is domed, which gives you more room to get under. And the 43-inch canopy diameter is very substantial. The acacia wood, smart crooked handle, drapes effortlessly over the arm and looks very nice in the city with your short trench and French cuffs and cufflinks. It also keeps you dry in the countryside while wearing less dapper apparel. In parentheses, it's been tested. The English umbrella, 37 inches overall height, black color, in parentheses, of course, with matching black protective sleeve. Decorative collars, one size, made in Germany, price, $119. But now you're just going, man, because I want those kind of experiences. And so what you find is the story is selling the experience. Let me give you another. I'm literally turning pages here just reading through one of these catalogs. Let me see if I, oh, here's a belt. So here's a Western English belt. Now, granted, this looks like any other belt that you might be wearing here. So it's a Western English belt. The double leather construction is the same technique used in the girth of English saddles for strength and comfort. The sharp look comes from the premium quality leather, intricate stitching, and rounded brass buckle. 1-inch bridle with supple chaps, leather for an overall 1.5-inch width. Padded keeper. Handmade in Kentucky. Color, brown. Price, $119. You're going, $119 for a belt? But realize, what you're doing here is you're selling an experience, and the story is what's selling it. So you have the hook, you have the story, and the offer. Here's another one. This one here is a blue blazer. Break the mold gently. That's the headline here. A good sense of style is often defined by knowing, but not necessarily obeying the rules. Just ask the trendsetters, who subtly strive to be noticed. A dark velvet blazer meets the standards for evening wear without surrendering to uniformity. Pair with black dinner trousers, a crisp white shirt, and a bow tie, and you're in the company of notable mavericks like Niven and Peck. Dress it down a bit with an open collar, even dark denim jeans, and you'll still be welcome in most Hollywood or Monte Carlo hotspots. There's definitely a reason this look persists. Created to glow under soft light, you should only wear it after dark. Not that you care about the rules. Cotton cashmere velvet blazer, luxurious and inviting velvet cotton cashmere blend from Nadelli in Italy, in a flattering tailored cut, body lined in an eye-catching red paisley print, notch lapels with angled left chest pockets, two welt pockets with flaps at lower rights, and one welt pocket with flap at lower left. Buttons match blazer color, in parentheses, important. Price, $495. Color, midnight navy, of course. So realize here that the trifecta to things is the hook, the story, and the offer. The reason this is so important is you also have to take a look at having the right hook, even on your bonuses inside of your offer. And I'll tell you real quick of some of the ones that Russell did just recently. And at 10X, we ended up having a new offer for Funnel Builder Secrets. And part of what happened was, he ended up basically telling this story of one of the actual bonuses. So bonus that you get is traffic secrets. Now, Russell easily could have just said, you know what, and you get traffic secrets, which is going to give you all the tools and the resources that you need for traffic. Instead, what he does is he goes through and he tells the hook and the story of how he purchased traffic secrets. And so he goes through, for those of you guys who are familiar with John Reese was the first one to set the 4-minute mile for us basically in marketing by doing over $1 million in a launch. And so earlier in Russell's presentation, he'd already talked about Roger Bannister and the 4-minute mile. So it ties in to the offer when he now says, goes back and talks about John Reese setting the 4-minute mile in our industry. And then he goes through and talks about how he spent over $1 million to actually buy from John Reese the actual Traffic Secrets course. And he's giving that away free. So he sets value to it. He sets the hook. And then to provide the social proof to it, he also then shows copies of the actual wire transfers to John for that. So realize it's the hook. It's the story and the offer. And that your bonuses need to have the same type of hooks and stories along with them. Jason Flatley did a similar thing recently with Trey Llewellyn, where he was going to do a joint venture with Trey on a product for e-commerce. And Jason, you have to understand, already has a huge following in the e-commerce space. He's already a very well-established person with webinars. But what he realized is the hook and the story were so important that he actually ends up spending money to hire Trey to do this joint venture with. So he sends Trey money and shows people a copy of the money that he sent, or the check he sent to Trey. And why does he pick Trey? Because Trey, at the time, is the number one selling e-commerce person inside of ClickFunnels. And that's the story he wants. He wants an interview with the very best number one e-commerce seller inside of ClickFunnels, so he can now use that as his hook and that as his story to then create the offer for his training and his coaching program on e-commerce. So realize that the whole idea here is you've got to focus on what is the hook. And sometimes the hook is the journey. It's the crazy story. It's what you're going through. Russell ended up, he's doing an episode for his Book of Mormon Challenge. And he's actually creating a hook just for one episode. And his hook is the fact Russell hardly ever takes a day off, but he ends up taking an entire day off to read the Book of Mormon. And that then becomes the hook for his one episode. And not only is it just that, the reason he's doing it is because of a story that took place over 180 years ago by a guy by the name of Parley P. Pratt, who spent the entire, who got a copy of the original Book of Mormon and ends up spending all this, literally his whole life stopped for the entire day because he became so obsessed with reading this book. And so it happened to be Parley P. Pratt's birthday yesterday. So Russell thought, you know what? I'm going to actually do that. I'm going to take that challenge.
So sometimes you can do what someone else did, and it's your experience of that journey is becomes your hook. And so Russell's hook for the third episode was has taken an entire day off from work to read the original copy of the Book of Mormon that he spent a small fortune on to get one of the original 5,000 copies. So realize, whatever your business is, you've got to spend the time to find out what is the best hook. What is the story that I can now tell that will then help people understand the value in my offer? So hopefully that makes sense, that you understand the marketing trifecta of hook, story, offer. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you guys soon. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.